Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. How are you doing today? I hope that you are finding joy in the fact that God woke you up this morning. He's got a divine purpose for your life. His blood's running through our veins. Our heart's beating because of him. And his breath is in our lungs. So I say that every day. Every day, I thank God that he woke me up this morning. And no matter what is going on in your life right now, you guys, it is a new day. And we have another chance to start over and to focus really on God, to keep your eyes on the prize, because we get so distracted. There is so much going on right now in the world. And, Anne-Marie and I are teaching our Fit Over 40 brain health, body health class. And wow, I mean, the amount of people that are struggling right now is kind of a little bit mind-blowing. But I know that the last 6 months has broken us, and it should break you. I mean, obviously, God is still at the throne. He's got a plan. He's in charge. And thank God for that. But yeah, I mean, I realize, you know, through just talking to these men and women that are taking our Fit Over 40 class, that there are a lot of people struggling right now. And there is a lot of unmanaged stress going on right now because, you know, of the circumstances, or because we are focusing on the wrong things, because we aren't filling our mind and our brain with God's word, and we're letting the negativity of the world affect us. And, you know, it affects our health. It affects our weight. It affects the way we talk to other people. It affects our thoughts. It affects everything. And so what we put in our bodies is important. But you know what's more important? What we put in our brain. And for 40 years, I've been focusing on what we put in our bodies. And now I'm focusing on what we put in our brain, because our brain affects our body. And the mind is so powerful, but we can change our body. We can change our health. We can change our thoughts, and we can change our weight. We can change our circumstances to a point, and that has to start with changing your brain. And of course, you know, reading God's word every day is paramount. This week, it's been, you know, kind of a tough week in terms of many, many people. And I've felt the spiritual warfare as well. God is in control, but the enemy, he is out to kill and destroy. And if we take our eyes off of Jesus, the enemy will try and attack, and he is. So we're going to talk, more about that over the next few months. And also, obviously, I always talk about what's going on in the world in terms of health and fitness. Of course, you probably saw in the news how important it is to take your vitamin D. Today, the sun is shining here in upstate New York. Get out there and help your body to produce vitamin D, okay? Without lathering on that sunblock and all of that, just get out there 15 minutes, get some sunshine, because not only does it affect your health, it affects your bones, but it also affects your mood. Of course, depression is linked to vitamin D deficiency, but also increased chance of infection, increased chances of getting COVID. So make sure that you are getting that vitamin D in. And of course, you know, we're about ready to get into those months where we don't see the sun very much. And so, you know, you definitely should be taking a isotonic bioavailable vitamin D supplement. And, if you go to my website, you can read more about that. Also, what I noticed and what Anne-Marie noticed this week is so many people have adrenal fatigue. And I'll talk about that later in the show. But adrenal fatigue, man, it can wreak havoc on your health. We have so much to talk about in today's show. And so I want to say a couple things. First of all, our guest today, later on in the show, we're going to talk to Carrie Spring. And you hear that name because she is the co-host of the Real Raw Truth Podcast. Real Raw Truth Podcast, which you can ask Google Play to play or, go on Spotify, iTunes, any of those platforms that you listen to your podcasts on. That's our podcast. And Carrie has got an amazing and difficult story to tell us about. And it is Suicide Prevention Month. So she's going to be talking about how she got through the suicide, the tragic suicide of her only son. So later on in the show, we're going to be talking to her about that. And then first, when we come back from our Endure sponsors, we're going to be talking to Kim Aldrich. She's an author, speaker, and she has experienced crippling depression, anxiety, and OCD. And she will share practical God-centered solutions for the mental and emotional challenges we all face now more than ever in our lives. So we are going to have a great conversation with her too. So Carrie Spring later on in the show, coming back when we come back from our Endure sponsors, it's Kim Aldrich. So don't go anywhere. I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. Boy, I am so grateful for them. A couple weeks ago, I woke up, have no idea what I did to my back, literally could not even pick up my dog, couldn't squat down, couldn't even walk down the stairs. That's never happened to me before. I went to Notaro Chiropractic, and I'm telling you, one adjustment fixed me right up. Sometimes we just pinch a nerve or we get out of alignment, but we need to have constant, proactive chiropractic care. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us. Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Have your hormones hijacked your body? Are you gaining weight, doing the same thing you've always done, but now it's not working? Do you feel sluggish, irritable? Have brain fog or memory problems? Are you losing muscle mass and gaining body fat? Do you have gut microbiome issues? Are you craving sugar? Does your blood work show normal, but you still feel sick, thick, and tired? You need help from experts who've been there, who've helped thousands with a proven track record, who are armed with decades of experience and cutting-edge certifications. You need the experts at Raw Truth Health. Check out our private and group sessions. If you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anyone else. Yesterday, you said tomorrow, and nothing changes if nothing changes. Just start. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And so you are listening to The Raw Truth on faith, family, food, fitness, finance, health, so much more. And as I was saying in our Fit Over 40 class this week, I could not believe the amount of people who are suffering from anxiety, from depression, from just the fear of the unknown, but God, we've got to cling to our faith, you guys. And I'm so excited to be interviewing right now Kim Aldridge. She's an author, speaker, and she has been someone who suffered from crippling depression, anxiety, OCD herself. And she is about to share some practical God-centered solutions for all of us. So good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Robbie.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Today.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
I said I'm tickled to be here with you today.
Thank you. Well, you know, I know Carrie Spring and I interviewed you a couple months ago on our podcast, and I just loved what you had to say, and we had so much positive feedback from that. And as I was saying, you know, I've been talking to so many people this week as we start our Fit Over 40 classes that our classes are like filled with people mm-hmm. who have gone through, the last 6 months of a lot of emotion. And so take us back. Start telling your story to the people that don't know you. I know that that you have gone through a lot, but you have overcome it with God. But tell us what's happened in your life.
Well, it's funny that now I have opportunity to share my depression and anxiety story like it's a positive, and that is just how much of a redeemer God is. I find it funny sometimes. It's like, you're kidding me, Lord. The thing I was so ashamed of, now people want me to tell.
Yeah.
In my 20s and 30s, I just had, as you said, crippling depression. It got worse and worse each year till by the end of my 30s, I became suicidal. And I had written a note, I had a whole plan, and then by just a strange quirk of the grace of God, I didn't kill myself, but it was within moments that I was going to.
Oh my gosh.
And that scared me so much that I for the first time in my life, was open to antidepressants, and so that made a huge difference. Probably my body chemistry had needed that for 20 years, and I just didn't know.
Mm.
But also, that enabled me, because I was a Christian during all those 20 years, and I just could not seem to trust God in the ways that would get me out of it. And once my body chemistry was set right, then I was able to do all those things I was learning, renew my mind, all those things. And I think I would have gone back to depression even if I had not learned them. Then also, probably from about my late 20s on, I realized that I had OCD. And I had a huge episode in my late 20s where I had to quit my job, couldn't function at all. But in those days, nobody really talked about getting treatment for it. It was just, you know, kind of a quiet hush-hush thing. So I recovered just in waves. I recovered, and then the Lord over time began to teach me some principles. So for the last 30 years, it's been sort of this low-grade, you know, slight annoyance. That's about it. But through those years, the Lord just taught me so many things. I had deep identity issues, I think, which was at the core of all that depression. And over the years, the Lord's just been teaching me so many things about who He is and who that means I am. And I'd been a Christian, like I said, all that time, but I did not understand how to have traction with God in my daily life. And once I began to understand that and really repent of some lies I believed about God, you know, that maybe His promises were for everybody else, You know, like, he loved me, he saved me, but he didn't really care about my daily life. That's how I truly believed, you know, in the back of my mind, because that's sort of how I was raised. You know, like, we love you, want to make sure your needs are covered, but not really interacting with your true heart. Mm. And so it really almost killed me, those beliefs that I had learned through growing up.
Wow.
So,
you know, I mean, this is Suicide Prevention Month, and of course, I have Carrie Spring on, who's going to be talking about the suicide of her son, the tragic suicide of her son.
Yeah.
But, you know, thank God, just thank God that God intervened with what was about to happen with you. You know, I'm a psychiatric nurse by trade, and, you know, I always say that, we have to be proactive about our thoughts and all of that. But the truth of the matter is that there can be chemical imbalances, and those chemical imbalances combined with life's situations, can be deadly. It can be deadly.
Yeah.
And, I just thank the Lord that you're here to even talk about this and to help others. We have so much to talk about when we come back from, can you hang on for a few minutes?
Sure.
Kim, because I, want to get into, I know you have so much to share with people that, you know, maybe people are listening right now and they have a mild depression or they have mild anxiety, but there is still ways that we can deal with this. And thank God that God loves us no matter what we're going through right now, no matter how we feel. He is with us and for us, and he is still at the throne. Amen. Kim, are you still there?
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay. We're going to go to our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation with author Kim Aldridge. I want to tell you about Turning Tides Financial. I am grateful for Turning Tides Financial. I had a little bit of anxiety, not true anxiety, but I just did not want to work on my finances for many years. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want anybody to tell me what to do. But thank God for Turning Tides Financial. They will help you live your life and plan your future. And I talked again with Katie Weeple this past week, and she just literally talked me off the ledge of a couple things. Let me just say that. I'm joking with that. But, you know, truly, you know, when you have questions, you have to go to the experts, and they are the experts. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold. Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide, virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
We're back, and this is about faith, family, food, fitness, finance. We are talking with author, speaker, Kim Aldridge, and she was telling us how she had spent many years with depression, many years anxiety, OCD, and you know, God's redemption over the years. We have just about 7 minutes or so here, Kim, and so I know that a lot has happened, and I just want to ask, how did COVID affect you?
Well, at first I thought I was going to breeze through because I had really found a headspace to not let my OCD get out of hand. But once the entire shutdown of the world happened, mm-hmm. That part of the OCD brain, it's like a part of your brain is miswired a bit to say, the sky is falling.
Yes.
And when it looked like the sky was falling on every single front, it just, my brain went into overdrive. And so for the first time in 30 years, I was completely shut down. I mean, frozen in place for about 6 weeks, where eating and sleeping was about all I could manage.
Wow. Wow. And how are you doing
the
now?
The shock.
Yeah. How are you doing
wonderful.
Now?
Wonderful now. And it's amazing to me how quickly the turnaround has been. But at the time, I felt a lot of shame, you know, that I had this, you know, it's like, I know the Lord. Why am I so freaked out? But I just realized I need to get such professional help with this. And so I went on medication for it for the first time, and I went into a wonderful program that's only like a 9-week program, if you can believe it, but they teach you some principles and tools, sort of even the Lord had taught me some basic principles, and they taught me even more specifics for these kinds of times. Mm. And it, you know, and just gave me even more tools to be able to invite the Lord into it. And so I still have, you know, you always will have OCD, but it's between a 0 and a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10 most days.
Wow.
Now.
Good.
And it was at 11, you know, plus.
Wow.
Before that. So I am so grateful.
Well, and I know that God is equipping you and using you to help equip other women to, you know, deal who have gone through anxiety, depression, and OCD. So what if someone's listening right now? What do you have to say to them on this?
Well, first of all, I feel like all of us are in a situation now that if you have any tendency toward depression or anxiety, it's going to hit you now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling that way, don't feel shame that you're there. You know, this is a big, you know, there are big changes that would affect that. And secondly, I think the more we have been relying on our own strengths, the more this is going to freak us out, you
mm-hmm.
know? And yeah. sometimes it's just a way to bring to the surface, oh, thank you, Lord. I see, I thought I was relying on you in that area. Clearly, I need to learn a couple of lessons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it really is just learning to switch from your gas tank to God's gas tank.
Mm. Absolutely. I mean, you know, as a psychiatric nurse, I can just say this, that, and I was talking about this with a friend yesterday, because I'm taking the Amen Clinic Brain Health Certification. And it's amazing. And looking at images of the brain and how, you know, exercise, how healthy eating, how our lifestyle affects our brain actually changes the brain. And one of the
yeah.
things that I realized over this time is that, you know, in every other industry of the medical profession, doctors look at imaging, but they don't always look at imaging of the brain before they diagnose, before they prescribe. And, you know, I think it's important that we do that. But what I think is amazing about what you're saying is that you actually had the insight yourself of what was going on, which so many people unfortunately don't have. They don't know that something's wrong. And that's what I experienced when I was, working in psychiatry.
So they just they're feeling a stress and an anxiety, but they don't even quite understand what's going on.
Yeah, they don't even know that they're feeling depressed or anxious or have OCD. But you had this like insight. So God gave you that like insight, which is amazing. I know you have a book called Disciple Sips, S-I-P-S at the end, Leaving a Jesus Legacy, One Latte at a Time. And tell us about that book.
Well, shortly after the Lord healed me from depression, I ended up, by God's mercy, finding a spiritual mentor, which I didn't even know that existed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so life-changing for me. And she taught me that that's for everybody. That's not for just the special people in the body of Christ. That's for everybody. It's intended to be how we do life as Christians. To invest in each other relationally and have, you know, alongside the word and learning how to do it. And so it became the passion of my life. And so now I meet in a given week with just many, many young women and love it. It's just why I get up in the morning. It's, oh, goody, I get to invest in some more people.
Mm-hmm.
And but the Lord really showed me that through just friendships and whatnot, that so many people are afraid of that idea. The word discipleship is terrifying to a lot of people, and it really is life-giving. So I wrote the book to share my experiences so people can sort of look over my shoulder and go, oh, that looks like really something interesting. Oh, that's discipleship? Sure, I'm interested in that, you know, because I think people hear the word, the D word, and it's terrifying. And then I share some what I call back pocket basics of things I've learned so that if somebody wanted to invest in a younger believer, they would have those in their back pocket, you know, so it wouldn't be as scary, and they would be able to just start conversations, start God conversations with younger believers. And a lot of times, people who are in, almost every girl I've ever invested in had anxiety or depression issues, and I wasn't looking for that, you know, so it's everywhere.
It is. I mean, I've said this on the air many times, that the amount of young people, kids in their teens that are coming in to my office. You know, I'm a nutritionist and an RN with anxiety. It's unbelievable. I've never seen it in the 40 years that I've been in the health and
I believe it's an epidemic.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And
it's a bigger epidemic than COVID.
Yes,
frankly.
And a lot of people aren't talking about it, and we're not really helping our younger adults to cope with things that are happening at their life at that age, because boy, it certainly doesn't get easier as you get older, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, the coping mechanisms are absent, and I think that, you know, as parents, we just need to invest in our children in that way to help them. And many times, as you said, you know, it's a chemical imbalance. I mean, we have to look at, and I recommend if anyone's listening right now and you're going through some of these things to you know, send me an email and I can tell you about the Amen Clinic and the brain imaging that they do there is unbelievable to really get to the root of the problem and, you know, and just treat and diagnose based on those brain images, which we don't always look at. Kim, where can people get your book?
They can get it on Amazon primarily, or if you go to my website, kimaldrich.com, there's a whole page that has lots of information, shareables, and all sorts of things about the book. But you can buy it at Amazon.
And that's Kim Aldrich, ALDRICH.com.
Yes.
Kim, is there anything else you want to say real quickly to our audience?
I don't know how quickly I can say it, but...
Yeah, we just have about a minute.
Okay, beautiful. That helps me. So I would just encourage you that if you're feeling something, you're not even sure it's depression, to just get with somebody that you trust that knows the Lord. Mm-hmm. And also just remind yourself, wait a minute, this is too big for me, but this is not too big for God. Calm yourself as much as you can, and then ask God, Lord, what do you want to teach me? Do I need to get medical help? Do I need spiritual help? What do I need? And he is so faithful to teach you. But first you have to, because anxiety is not a teachable moment.
No.
But if you can learn to connect yourself with him, who's so much bigger and smarter and wiser and stronger, then you can begin to become available for the healing that God has for you.
Amen. Kim, thank you for being so transparent and for sharing your story. And you guys check out Disciple Sips, S-I-P-S. It's on Amazon, on her website, Kim Aldrich. Thank you so much again for joining us, and we hope to stay in touch with you.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for the work you do too, Robbie. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you. We'll talk soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys. So listen, that was wonderful. When we come back, we're going to talk again, as I said, it's Suicide Prevention Month, and we're going to be talking with Carrie Spring. You know that name because she is the co-host of the Real Raw Truth podcast with me. And if you haven't listened to it, you should follow us on Google Play or on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. But she's also a speaker, and she is an amazing woman of God that I absolutely love. We're going to talk about that. And then later on, we're going to talk about your adrenal hormones and how you need to get a handle on your stress. All right, you guys, listen, I want to tell you about Spin and Grin. And if you, the season's not over with cycling. So they are a company, actually it's my husband's company, that helps people with their bikes to repair bikes and do all kinds of tune-ups and everything else. But not only that, I'll be teaching some indoor cycling classes on Zoom this winter. And he is actually setting people up for indoor cycling, putting your outdoor bike on a stand. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Are you in the Buffalo, New York area and need to get your bike fixed, tuned up, or repaired at your convenience, but don't have the time or a way to take your bike to a traditional bike shop? Spin and Grin is a convenient and time-saving solution. Spin and Grin is a mobile bike shop that comes directly to you. Have a flat tire or need a complete annual tune-up? Spin and Grin can handle it. Or do you need a brand new bike assembled from scratch? They can do that too. Plus, they'll give your brand new bike a tune-up while they're at it. Spin and Grin can build, fix, and maintain any brand, style, or age of bicycle, all while coming directly to you. Book your easy and convenient appointment now at spingrin.us. That's spingrin.us. Or call or text 716-406-7294.
Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie@RobbieRaw.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back, and it is Suicide Prevention Month. And we just heard from Kim Aldridge. And right now, we're going to be talking with Carrie Spring. You know that name because she is the co-host of the Real Raw Truth podcast with me. And we are just so grateful to have the opportunity to do that. But Carrie is a wonderful woman of God. She's a speaker. I keep telling her she needs to be an author with her story. I know she's working on that. But Carrie tragically lost her son to suicide. And good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, you and I did a podcast this past week, and I know that we were talking about, you know, suicide, and my heart was just being pulled for you because I know, I don't know what you've gone through, but I know of your story. And would you share your story with our listeners, Carrie?
Sure. You know, we were blessed. My husband and I were married in 92. In 1994, we had our daughter, Julianne, and in 95, we welcomed our son, Greg. And, you know, we just had a great family. And then in June of 2013, June 17th, we were faced with something we never dreamed of, never thought of. And what had happened is my son committed suicide. And the... you know, kind of what was so shocking about it is there were no warning signs. There was he never talked about it. We knew he struggled with, a disability. We knew he struggled with, being bullied. We knew he struggled with those type of things. But, you know, we had worked with him. We had got him help. He knew that God had, he knew his value in God. He knew that God would help him. He knew this was a temporary circumstance. Yet in that moment in time, he chose to take his life. And so at that point, our whole lives were just shattered in the moment with not only losing him, but just disbelief and that he would choose to take his own life.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, Carrie. I can't even imagine. And, I'm sure for many years, it almost had to paralyze you, didn't it?
It certainly did. And through that paralyzing circumstance, the one thing that God just swirled up in me is how can we help others not face the same circumstance we faced? And one of the things that came out was we need to talk about suicide. We need to talk about what are some of the causes that lead up to suicide? What are some of the warning signs? What are some of the statistics? Because this is real. And right now, suicide is so silenced that people don't know. And then it comes to just shock you when it happens, like it did to us. And I think that if we break that silence, that we can make a difference in how many suicide attempts, how many suicides that actually are successful, and kind of break that chain.
And I know you, and I know what a wonderful parent you are. I know that you're involved in your son's life, but there's not, as you said, there's not always warning signs, and you don't always know what your kids are going through, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this one, like I said, it took us by surprise. I mean, we knew what it was dealing with. We went to church every week. We were involved in his life. We went to all his games, his practices. We went to the school, assemblies, whatever he had. We supported him in his homework. I mean, we were a fully knit family. We vacationed every year. As normal as a family gets. I mean, that's how we were, a very right. loving family, very involved, kids over at our house. And yet, this totally totally shocked us, totally threw us for a loop of that it could possibly happen. And I would even say that we had talks about suicide in our home, but they were talks of just a general, like, why would you even think about doing it? It only causes more harm to the people you leave behind. Just those generic conversations or right. watching a movie and stuff. But more needs to be done, because I think that there's just so much overshadowed by it that if you truly have a talk about it, I think less would even think about it because of the devastation that they cause, and that there's a better option. God created you unique. He created you with a fingerprint and value that you have here on earth, and you just need to find that, and then you won't even think about suicide.
Well, Carrie, I know that you are being asked to speak at many different locations and at conferences and everything else to tell your story. And I know you talk about the facts and the figures and the risks, signs, the signs, the warnings. What can you tell our audience right now about that?
Well, one thing I just want to make, because some people just don't think it's that, relevant. And I just want to tell you that one death happens every 11 minutes of suicide. It's the 10th leading cause of death right now. And, what's even more alarming that people don't think about is every year 10.7 million people seriously think about suicide. 3.3 million people actually make a plan on how they're going to carry out their suicide. And 1.4 million attempt suicide but don't complete it. Or they try and it's just not successful, or somebody catches them in the act, or they're brought back to life. And if you look at those numbers, it's a lot more serious. If all those attempts or plans are going through, it would be the leading cause of death in the U.S. And so when you take those statistics, something's got to change. You've got to find the figures. You've got to find out what it is and the underlying cause and what's happening to drive people to be in a situation where they think they're better off gone. And some of those factors that are leading people, and it's so relevant right now with COVID going on, depression, substance abuse, bipolar, mental illness, personality traits that are aggressive or poor relationships, and that could be your upbringing, that could be your own personal relationships that have just not been in a positive manner. You know, there could be prolonged stress, harassment, bullying, unemployment, stressful life events. There again, there's COVID bringing out exposure to another person's suicide, graphic sensations, video games online, other people prompting you or encouraging you to do something that's very dangerous that could lead you to a stressful situation to ultimately commit suicide. Previous suicide attempts, family's history, if you're abused as a child. I mean, these are all things that just add to the component of why you might be at a higher risk. But most people just shove it off and say, well, they were just brought up that way, or, oh, they're not serious about their depression. And these need to be taken serious and at least start the conversation. And that's the biggest thing. We need to start talking about it. Even if what you think might be a sign turns out not to, I'd rather it not to than to be in my seat when it's too late to even address the situation. So that's, you know, one of those things.
Absolutely. And it's not just kids that, you know, that have these feelings. I mean, obviously adults do too. We were just talking about chemical imbalances, but certainly, you know, circumstances like we just went through or like we're still going through with the pandemic right now makes people feel desperate and fearful, a fear of the unknown. And, you know, even Christians, as we talked about earlier, you can know God, follow God, believe in God, you know, and still feel depressed, anxious, you know, and desperate. And so, you know, what do you, when you speak to, you know, I know you speak at schools and on conferences and everything else. I know part of that is telling people what to do if they feel this way or if their loved one does.
First, you need to go somebody that you can trust and talk to them about it. If you're having any kind of, you know, feelings of depression, feelings of hopelessness, having a reason not to live, feeling like you're a burden in life to somebody, feeling trapped, having an unbearable pain that you just can't shake, find an adult that you trust. And talk to them about it, and they can lead you in a direction. And who that adult could be, it could be a counselor. For a high school kid, it could be a counselor in the school. It could be a teacher that you trust. It could be a parent. Sometimes it's a trusted parent or trusted aunt or uncle outside of the home because the situation's in the home. Find somebody you can trust and allow that person to get the help you need. You know, I can tell you from experience what I can go through and what works for me, but every person's a little bit different, and I'm not a professional counselor, but I can get you to somebody who is a professional that can walk you through whether it's medication you need, whether it's a counseling that you need, whether it's a situation where you need to be pulled from a home and get some rehab in order to find your value and get your chemical balance back together so that you can start living a healthy lifestyle again, and choosing not to do drugs or alcohol or whatever it is putting you in that depressive state or that feeling of hopelessness. So reaching out is really the first step. And I would also say the first step is when you start seeing somebody. I mean, if I see somebody and recognize signs, be that one to walk up to them and be kind and show them you care and start that conversation, because you may be the only adult that they feel they can talk to just because you were kind to them and showed them that you cared. So it's kind of a two-way street of being available to those who so that you can be trusted to give them the help they need, because not every person has somebody that they can go to, which is a sad thing to say. But with us in our faith, we want to be open to be able to lead people to get the help they need.
Amen. And I do want to say that the National Suicide Prevention Line is 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-8255. And Carrie, we are out of time, but you know, I know that you are doing the work of God right now. The fact that you have just put yourself out there and been transparent about this whole thing that you've gone through in losing your son to suicide. I so appreciate. And may God bless you for that and continue to use you in mighty, mighty ways. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And if I can just say one thing, God values you, and he has you here for a reason. Then always choose life.
Amen. Amen. So you guys continue to listen to our podcast or plug into it. Follow us. It's the Carrie and the Real Raw Truth, Real Raw Truth with Carrie Spring and I. And so I am so excited that we have joined forces, Carrie, and that we are doing our weekly podcast. We talk a lot about important, serious issues, but I also have a lot of fun with you on some things that we talk about, which are joyful. And I just hope everybody plugs into that on whatever podcast platform you listen to. So, Carrie, I'll talk to you this week. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, you know, my heart goes out to you every time you need to talk about this and think about it. I love you, girl.
I love you, too. And you guys have a great week.
You, too. God bless you. Talk soon. Bye. All right. Tough thing to talk about. My heart goes out to Carrie and her husband and all anyone who's gone through that. But make sure you guys, if you know anyone or you're thinking of, you know, being that desperate yourself, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. Do not hesitate to make that call for you or for someone. Listen, I want to tell you about Balanced Body Foods. They are fresh, never frozen. We had Ashley on last week. I am so grateful for her and her husband and what they have done for our community over this whole COVID thing. And you need to check them out. Give yourself a break. Balanced Body Foods. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right. Save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
So I was talking earlier about Anne-Marie and I teaching our Fit Over 40 classes, and I just mentioned that I could not believe the amount of people that are going through stressful times, of course, with this COVID, and as we're talking about depression and, you know, Suicide Prevention Month and all of that, I can't help but tell you that unmanaged stress or sleep deprivation automatically puts your body on stress overload, and that's not a good thing. You know, our hormones can hijack our bodies, as I always say. If you're feeling tired, low stress tolerance, irritable, depressed, craving sweets, difficulty concentrating, mental fogginess, low libido, poor memory, maybe you're gaining weight around the midsection. In fact, if you have a waist circumference of more than 31.5 inches for women and 37 inches for men, you might want to consider having your DHEA and cortisol level checked, because obviously, when we are stressed, okay, so first of all, the adrenal glands in our body, the way, you know, God has created us, are critically important to helping our bodies deal with stress. And the adrenals produce DHEA and cortisol, which is known as the stress hormone. And our adrenal glands have the ability to put us in a fight or flight mode. For example, if you're hiking, and I think about this because my husband and daughter were just camping this past week, and I said, you know, somebody broke into their tent and stole all their food. And so I said, was it a bear? Because I just watched a movie about camping and a bear attacking these people. But anyway, it wasn't. It was a raccoon. But, you know, if you go into this fight or flight, you're hiking and you come across a bear, your body actually produces adrenaline, which gives you the strength to either fight or flight, or, you know, fight the bear, which usually is not a good idea, by the way, or flight, just run from the bear. So the DHEA has been called coping fuel, and the way that our body, the way that God helped us to deal with this fight or flight. A lack or a deficiency of DHEA impacts our ability to cope with stress, potentially leading to damaging effects and behavioral changes, which ultimately lead to emotional burnout, early aging, and physical exhaustion. So with age, the DHEA declines, and we're running out of time right now, so I'll talk more about this, but you know, we need to make sure that, you know, we know that when the adrenal system is working too hard, we have unmanaged stress, we have sleep deprivation. It could be a very serious condition that can lead to a rare form, I hate to say it, of a non-cancerous tumor. And so you can't let it go, guys. If you are dealing with stress or sleep deprivation and it's unmanaged, it can also open the door to disease and lower our immune system. We're teaching all of this in our Fit Over 40 classes. Those classes are sold out right now, but we will have other classes coming in next month. We'll open it up again. And I'm also doing these segments on AM Buffalo about brain health. And certainly our hormones have a lot to do with our brain and our body, as you can see. So listen, just remember that God is in control, and we worry like tomorrow is promised. It's not. Do not worry. Philippians 4:6 it. I'll see you right back here next week. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.